bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Before I get to top five, LaRon say, I do the right thing for people who appreciate them. How do you know that if it's a stranger? He said, you do you. Okay. As he said, we are referred to as so many names, it feels good and it is motivating to refer to each other as kings and queens. It doesn't, because you're not a king and you're not a queen. And you should have enough self-motivation and self-worth and self-confidence that no one should have to call you a queen to know that you're great. Like, I get hammered, you're arrogant and you're no, I'm just confident. I've done something enough that I know that I'm good at it or I'm bad at it. I avoid the stuff I'm bad at. I try to do the things I'm good at. But I'll never let another person dictate to me how I feel about me. It's not my job to lift you up, and it's not my job to motivate you. It's your job to lift you up. It's your job to motivate you. Lift and motivate the people that need it. But just going around calling each other king and queen makes no sense to me. At all. We're not talking to children here. We're talking to adults. And if you need someone to call you king or queen, and I'm not calling out Essie, if you need someone to call you king and queen in order for you to feel good about yourself, there's something fundamentally wrong. That's just me, but there's something fundamentally wrong. You can be a queen if you want to. You can do whatever you want, not really a city girl, but I don't care. I'm never calling you queen. I'm never calling you king, ever. That's just me. Calling somebody a queen is not recognizing their value and power over her own life. It's not. It's not. And I think it's ridiculous for somebody to say that, but that's just me. Not bashing you, but that's just you. It's ridiculous. If we spent more time caring about so many other things in this city other than being called king and queen, I mean, think about that. We'll get into a dust up about being called king or queen, but there's trash on the street, cars driving like ain't nobody complaining about homicides, nothing. It's okay. But I know I have my self-worth because I'm a king. No, you're not. Let's come back down to earth and take care of our lives and take care of those things that need to be taken care of. So you could call yourself a queen if you want. It's ridiculous. And I'm disagreeing with Essie, not really a city girl, RN, Kwanda. That's wonderful. And I don't care what you mean, a queen is not just a lot. That's mine. You speak for you, I speak for me. I get it. To me, a queen embodies intelligence and leadership and influence. What? Whatever. Whatever. Wish you got that mad at NPS. Wish you got that mad at taxes that are too high. Prices that are too high. Garbage is in the street. I wish you would dust up about that. And I don't want you to call me a king. I'm definitely not a queen. But I don't want you to call me that. Then stop calling people idiots, Dr. Ken. If you can bring someone down, you can lift them up. Oh, that's cute. I can say that what you say is idiotic. I'm not calling you an idiot. And the fact that someone would think you're calling them an idiot when you say that is troublesome by itself. I have done idiotic things. I've done stupid things. I've made mistakes. And thank you for that. And I've done wrong things. That's called self-awareness. I don't look outside for anything or anybody to make me feel or give me worth. I do that to myself. I motivate myself. Then when other people see it, they know that they can do it too. Because the same person that'll lift you up might say or do something unknowingly to tear you down. And you cannot let somebody else's words rip a hole in your heart or your mind or your brain. And Mao said, come on, Dr. King, you being acknowledged as king would be fitting. No, it wouldn't. It would be what? Idiotic. That's what y'all say. I just had to throw that out there because y'all were saying it. It would make no sense. Makes no sense. But that's right up there with calling boys men when they're not. Hey, little man. No, you're not a little man. You're a little boy. Stop making them grow up too fast. Stop telling them that they're physical things that make you a man when in fact it's intellectual. You can't do childish things and then call yourself a man. Men that do childish things are not looked upon well. Because I can't talk about women because, you know, they mad at me because I can't call them queens. So, you know, anyway. And it's okay to differ. It is completely okay to go, you know what? It's okay. 833-212-1017 is the number. What do you think? This kings and queens thing. I just don't get it.
Number 5.
Hey, it's sports, y'all. Did you hear what they're doing in the Major League Baseball next year? It's about to get what? One of my favorite words, stupid. From the Associated Press, robot umpires are coming to the big leagues next year. The 11-man competition committee on today approved the use of automated ball and strike systems, ABS, will be introduced in the form of a challenge system in which the human umpire makes a call, which can be appealed to the computer, and robot umpires have been tested in the minor leagues since 2019, with recent testing done at AAA since 2022 and MLB, that's Major League Baseball, spring training this year, and at this summer's All-Star game in Atlanta. So what do we know about all this nonsense? Stadiums are outfitted with cameras that track each pitch and judge whether it crossed home plate within the strike zone. In early testing, umpires wore earbuds and would hear ball or strike, then relay that to the players and fans with a traditional hand signal. The challenge system adds a wrinkle. Human umpires call every pitch, but each team has the ability to challenge 2 calls per game. Teams that burn their challenges get 1 additional challenge in each extra inning, and a team retains its challenge if successful. Similar to the regulation for big league teams with video review, which were first used for home run calls in August of 2008 and widely expanded to many calls for the 2014 season. Only a batter, a pitcher, or a catcher can challenge a call, signaling with a tap of a helmet or cap. And assistance from the dugout is not allowed. A challenge must be made within 2 seconds. 2 seconds? And the graphic of the pitch and strike zone is shown on the scoreboard and broadcast feed. The umpire then announces the updated count. MLB estimates the process averages about 17 seconds. So they made games faster, and now they're going to make them a little slower. Oh, by the way, do you follow WNBA? I like WNBA. I wish Milwaukee had a team, but they decided not to have a team. There's a story that just came out from New York Post. The Liberty, New York Liberty, fired their head coach, Sandy Brondello, just 1 year after winning the WNBA title. She's the winningest coach in franchise history, and on today, making the veteran coach the scapegoat for a title defense that fell well short of expectations. They came out gangbusters, and then they kind of blew it, and then they won their champion. This year they blew it. They wrote a letter saying that she finishes her tenure in New York as the winningest coach in franchise history, and she took us to never-before-seen heights as the first head coach to lead Liberty to a championship. We wish Sandy the very best in her next chapter. They just signed her to a 2-year extension with an option in 2006. I guess they got rid of the option in 2006. They won the title last season, and they had a franchise-best start. They won 9 straight games, and then they fell apart, fell to 5th place. New York embraced being the underdog, but ultimately were bounced in the first round of the playoffs on September 19th. And today is the 23rd, and she is gone. Wow. So we've gotten to a point where if you lose one, well, I guess the Bucks do the same thing. You lose once, poof, you're out of here. So is there no room for growth? Well, I guess not.
Number 4.
This from the neighborhood, Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. As Taranda and Festus Akinyinka, I hope I'm saying the last name right, prepared to cut the ribbon on their new auto dealership, children ran around with painted faces, and 250 people were fed, people danced through the lot, and visitors toured the business trying out massage chairs and viewing cars. So guess what? The couple opened their second auto dealership on Milwaukee's North Side. Festus Auto Sales had its grand opening on July 26th at 8730 North 91st Street. Since then, the owners have received plaques and awards from the governor and the mayor and other city officials for their accomplishments. And they said, we want to know that this is a big corporation where big business is done. They got an 18,000 square foot dealership, can hold over 1,000 cars, has amenities like a cafeteria, VIP lounge, co-working space for business clients, and much more. The dealership sells SUVs, sedans, convertibles, trucks, and other vehicle types, employs a diverse team of 14 people who speak languages, including Parlez-vous Francais, Espanol, Idu, Yoruba, and Pidgin. We can serve more people, and our staff all live within our community. Before moving to the United States in 2014, Festus sold puppies in Nigeria. He later enrolled at Concordia University, Wisconsin, to study nursing, but struggled with tuition, and he realized that he had to make some money to live okay here in America. And so he worked at 2 different gas stations, met Taranda 2015, while working at the second one. They got married in 2016. When he first met, he was making $8 an hour. See, women, y'all need to give bros a chance. Now he owned 2 car dealerships. See what I'm saying? Worked in a gas station, drove Uber, drove Lyft, landed a job at Versity Blood Center, Wisconsin for steady income, got introduced to auto sales, and from then on, he was hooked. That is the American dream.
Number 3.
Well, you can never say, but I guess it's true, no good deed goes unpunished. From news1.com, there's probably 100 indicators that America is on the backward spiral since, you know, we're just becoming idiots. That's in the article. I didn't say that. But of those indicators, there was a black kid in Lansing, Michigan, who essentially got expelled for preventing a mass shooting at his school. According to WILX 10, Lansing resident Savitra McClurkin was currently doing everything in her power to get her 11-year-old son readmitted into the Dwight Rich School of the Arts, which he was expelled from over an incident that took place in May, in which he took away a gun from one of his classmates, disassembled it, and threw away the bullets. She says, "I'm frustrated. I'm out of my wits. I don't know what to do." Adding that she's been trying to get in contact with the Lansing School District for quite some time to no avail. He's 11 years old. He's an AB student. He's in seventh grade, never been in trouble before. Well, here's what happened. The son knows how to disarm it because he goes hunting. Well, it's not about his knowledge of guns, but why was he kicked out of school? Well, in May of 2025, an incident involving a firearm occurred at Dwight Rich Middle School. This is the statement. After thorough investigation and in accordance with Michigan law regarding dangerous weapons on school property, the Lansing School District determined that expulsion was necessary. Expulsion is never a decision the district takes lightly, and it goes on and on and on. Now, here's the issue. The issue wasn't that the kid took the gun and dismantled it. They said it's because he took so long to let them know that he did it. And so my thing is, did he get scared? He thought he was going to get in trouble with the teacher, get in trouble with the students. People didn't like, first of all, it's an 11-year-old. So we can't expect an 11-year-old to make a decision like an adult might make, even if it is a gun. He was smart enough to dismantle it, threw the bullets away. Should he have gone and told an adult? Sure. But you have to give him some room as an 11-year-old. The kid I look at is a hero. Now, here's my question. If this was a little white kid, what would we be doing? He'd be in Washington, D.C. being praised. He'd be in Michigan being praised by the governor for saving lives. And then they would have told him, next time, when you see it, make sure you tell an adult. Okay, I will do that if that happens. And then tell all the kids. Next time you see something, say something. Immediately. Okay. But we actually threw the kid out of school and won't talk to him. Imagine what that other kid could have done with that gun.
Number two.
Well, I don't know if you heard about it, but it rained last night. Overnight storms created hazardous flooding on the busy stretch of road in Milwaukee this morning. This is from WISN.com. Several inches of standing water pooled near 20th and Capitol after the rain yesterday. I thought it wasn't going to be a lot, but then it kind of didn't stop. Multiple drivers were seen driving through the water. At least one car had to pull into a nearby gas station after experiencing issues from the flooding. The rain was part of a line of storms that rolled through last night, bringing heavy downpours and localized flooding. Cleared about 7 a.m., the water did, but drivers are still urged to use caution and avoid driving through high water when possible. I don't know why people think their cars can go through things like that, but yeah. Your car is made for a lot of things, getting wet on top of it, but not under it.
Number one.
This from CBS 58.com, the principal of Grantosa Drive School sent a letter to families notifying them that a paraprofessional is under investigation after allegedly hurting a student during a bus pickup last Thursday. According to Milwaukee police, a paraprofessional battered an 11-year-old student, causing pain and redness. And in the letter to the school community, Principal Thaddeus Hilliard said Milwaukee police went to the campus last Friday and began a criminal investigation. Milwaukee Public Schools is also revealing the matter. The staff member, a 63-year-old man, is not currently working at the school. That's according to the letter. And Hilliard wrote that any report of this nature is taken seriously and that appropriate disciplinary action will follow the investigations. The letter said counseling and other support services are available to students and staff who may have been affected. Families were directed to contact the school office with any questions, and criminal charges were referred to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. When we come back, arbitration. The cops are under arbitration. Oh, I got a lot of stuff. This tiger that kills somebody. Sometimes we make decisions, but I don't know. Then sometimes we're, what was that word I'm not supposed to use?
Dumb.
You got it.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
And if they think, filling the base to my feet, hey, I call it housework, cause it's light work. But I'ma throw shade if I don't get paid for this housework. I call it housework.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. 60 degrees, 24% chance of rain, winds from the north, northeast at about 11 miles an hour. Partly cloudy this evening, then becoming cloudy after midnight. And then tomorrow, the high is only 68. So, yeah, we'll see. Then it'll get colder after that. So, yeah, I guess we got to look forward. Story from WISN 12, the Milwaukee Police Association and the city are undergoing arbitration to solve a prolonged contract dispute, with both sides agreeing to accept the arbitrator's decision. Well, they have to. That's why it's arbitration. An article written by Nick Bohr, the Milwaukee Police Association president Alex Ayala, has repeatedly said their officers have continued to serve the community without a contract since 2022. Oh, I don't feel bad. We went about 5 years when I was there, so. The supervisors did, so I'm just saying. This is a fight for fair wages for police officers who put their lives on the line, who get shot and killed in the line of duty, and this is a raise we've been fighting for over 3 years. Here's my issue with that, detective. You signed up for it. It's like we all did. So I get that. Arbitrator's a neutral party who's going to determine which side should prevail. It's not that each side will prevail, but it depends on who gets what they want. An arbitrator is not going to say, okay, you get the whole thing, city. You get the whole thing, MPD. They're going to come to a reasonable agreement. Police union publicly shared the city's final offer, a retroactive 3-year deal, offering a 9% increase. The union wants 12.75. The city can't afford that. You know the city can't afford. The union at the time called the city's offer insulting, prompting a response from Mayor Cavalier Johnson. So here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. The union always fights, and I get it. You're a union. But you always fight, but you're ripping the money out of the pockets of the people in the city of Milwaukee. I felt this way when I was a police officer. Be reasonable. We know that this is like X amount over time, and then it'll rise up to 12 divided over 3 years, about averaging about 3 or 4%. But if you build in a cost of living into it, a lot of this nonsense wouldn't happen. But we don't. If the cost of living is up 3.5%, you get a 3.5% raise. If it's up this, then you get it. And that's personally, I think that's what it should be. We have to go through all this nonsense. But this is what happens. This is kind of a negative when we talk about unions. You got to go through stuff like this. Now, flip side, you decided to be a cop. You signed up, went through the background check, took the physical agility, took the exam, did all that stuff, graduated, got tested, passed, and now you're a cop. Got off probation, went through, got promoted, or whatever. You decided to do that. You did. Nobody tied your hands. Nobody threatened you to say you had to become a police officer. You decided it. It's just like being a teacher. If that's what you decided and that's the salary you took, that's the salary you get. And if you don't like it, find another job. But you don't get to complain about it, talking about, of course, it's tragic what happens to police officers, as we've just lost one this year. It's also what you signed up for. So while we are humbled by the sacrifice that you make, remember you decided to make the sacrifice. If you decide to go into the military, you made that decision. If you decided to go into law enforcement or firefighting, it's a decision that you made. If you stay, it's a decision that you made. And unfortunately, bad things happen to good people. God willing, no other officer will die in the line of duty throughout the end of time. But you and I both know that that's not true. And so when we fight, let's fight for other things officers need. At some point, you just can't keep taking and taking and taking and taking and taking and then saying we should get it because we do what we do. I remember when the first time the union cops had to start paying into their health care. And you would have thought the world ended. You got to pay $50 for it. And people were upset. I can't believe it. We're not getting anything free. No, you're not. I could not walk in your house and take anything for free. You can't walk into the city and take anything for free. You got to pay for it. Now, who's going to pay for your increase? The taxpayers. Well, that's not free money. That's money coming out of my pocket. I live in the city. You decided to be a police officer, just like I did. You decided to work through, like I did. Sometimes, life is not fair. Being in law enforcement, living in a glass house, and living in a bubble, sometimes is not fair. Sometimes, life sucks. Embrace it.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I talk up cops and then two sergeants walk in and sit down and getting something to eat. 833-212-1017 is the number. Remember, we're on X and YouTube. Make sure you stream us and watch us live at 1017thetruth.com. Just make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss a show. But to make it really easy, just download the Truth app. And then you'll know when we're giving away stuff and have special giveaways and all that stuff, right? You can get it at the App Store or Google Play Store. So there you go. Let me hit this talking text line, see if y'all, which I've been beating up. Y'all can keep Dr. Ken company. I'm finally clocking out from work. Long day. Ooh, you listening at work? Okay, I'm sorry. Not really a city girl. Say goodnight. Yeah. Let me see. Ladies, what I miss? You miss all stuff. Why is Dr. Ken coming after you? I ain't coming after them. Them my girls. We ain't mad. Stop. So okay to disagree. Somebody say everybody. Lauren say everybody popping off on Tuesday. They said law enforcement in Memphis is a joke. They are hiring high school graduates at this point. You know, all you have to be is some places between 18 and 21 in order to be a cop. I think in Wisconsin, you got to be 21. But yeah, I mean, Sincere said, your commercial intro says Dr. Ken has his truth. Well, that's him saying that, not me. I didn't say that. I thought it was dumb when they did it too, but, you know, I ain't in charge, so I can't do nothing, can't change nothing, can't say. No, I'm just kidding. George said, why didn't you say that to the young man? I don't know what that's from. Let me go back. The independent era and the same women who promote that have husbands while the women who look up to them or that sort of feminism are single. That's what Aramore said. I don't know. Fonz said, dude that tried the assassination stuck his pen in his neck He found guilty. Yeah, he was found guilty today. The guy that attempted to kill Donald Trump. People like that be calling. Oh, he went back to kings and queens. People that like to be called kings and queens have low self-esteem. I don't know if you could say that, but that's your opinion. I get it. But he said, I hear black women call themselves queens the most that have the lowest self-esteem. I don't know. I don't know why people call themselves that. I just don't like it. That's just me. I'm just one guy, one little person. Ann said, I like the way you carry and present yourself, Dr. Ken. I so appreciate good manners wherever I go. Make my day. I wish good karma would bring the Savannah bananas to grace our city next time. 833-212-1017 is the number. So here's the key. So I get when you can't afford certain things, you have to buy what you can afford. But when we come back, I'm going to dive into and explore the question of, does it make sense to buy off-brand products because they're cheaper? Or does it even depend on what it is? Your thoughts. 833-212-1017 is the number.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Remember, tonight it's currently 60 degrees, partly cloudy skies early. Will give way to a cloudy, cloudy night late tonight. Low's gonna hover right now around 60 degrees. Winds are from the north northeast, 10 to 15 miles an hour tomorrow. High is 68 with a low of 55 degrees, mostly cloudy. 12% chance of rain. So you might want to take something. You might not want to take something. It's probably up to you. So before the break, we were talking about, does it make sense to buy off-brand stuff? So if you can't afford, like, I know when you go to in the store, like, you know, my mother used to always buy Kraft macaroni and cheese. But when we couldn't afford Kraft macaroni and cheese, we got the macaroni and cheese that was in the bland box, that was the store bought, you know, like Kroger or some other store. Back then we had Jewel Foods, so whatever the off-brand was for Jewel Foods, we had to buy that and eat that. Here's the kicker. Many times if you turn it over and look on the bottom, the same companies make the off-brand. But because it didn't meet the quality that they have for the name brand, they put it in another box and sold you the same stuff. Sometimes it was a completely different thing. Came across a story on Blavity.com. That's Blavity.com. Amazon is recalling over 500,000 products due to safety risks. Amazon and other online retailers have recalled more than 500,000 products from their stores due to potential safety concerns that could be deadly to people, including infants and children. Various products have been recalled in recent weeks, with five Amazon items ranging from kids' toys to baby lounger. What's a baby lounger? Anyway, to portable charger banks and mist fans and all that, right? So, you know, Anker power banks is one of them. So I've heard of Anker, but where did Anker come from? Like some of these places that make products that people sell, like, just because you get it from Amazon, does that really mean it's good or it's quality? I don't know. Does it meet some type of quality test? Absolutely. Or else they wouldn't be selling it. But I think You know, and they didn't recall all of the Anchor Power banks. They got a recall page that you can check the serial number and register for a refund or gift card or whatever. Ledestra, LXDHSTRA, baby loungers and crib bumpers. Yooks, YOOX, is it Yucks or Yooks? Yooks Armor Kids Helmets. 1,780 children's bicycle helmets were recalled, failing to meet mandatory safety standards. Ubeine, U-Y-O-U-B-E-I, can't spell, Y-O-U-B-E-I-E-N, crib mobiles. You know, those things that hang around and ding, 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 go around. Remotes for the children's products contain accessible button batteries, causing a serious ingestion and burn hazard for children. So would the child be reworking the remote for the okay. All right. No injuries have been reported. Consumers should stop using the toys, dispose of the product, adjust the remote as instructed, and email photos, and they got an email and they'll send you. Icy Breeze misting fans. That's one of those fans that just sits there. Yeah, it could cause a fire. It could overheat. I don't get it. Evidently, the online retailer should have a recall page like Amazon does, and it should say the product team. But these are a lot of these things that are manufactured in other countries, and then we sell them over here, and then we wonder why they don't work. Well, why not just buy a name brand, like whatever you want? I don't understand. Just get name brand. Just get name brand. I don't really understand. Unless you can't afford it. Fon says Chicago had Jewel, Milwaukee had Kohl's and Cub Foods. Yeah, we had Cub Foods. Oh, was there? Was there a Cub Foods in Chicago? I don't think there was a Cub Foods in the city of Chicago at the time when I was growing up. He said Lexus is just a Toyota and Escalade is just a Yukon. Yeah, that's true. That is true. He said, yeah, I buy off brands all the time. I ain't trying to impress nobody no more. Off-brand cereals are actually much better. You better quit eating that cereal, period. Yeah, one day we got to get a functional medical doctor in. Somebody that's into functional medicine. Talk about all this stuff we eat. So as we get closer to Christmas, you know, we're going to be talking about food and all that stuff. Oh, I did have a quick question. So for Black Book Thursday, I've got somebody coming up in October. Fingers crossed I can get the author in. But for November, should I look at Kamala Harris's book, 107 Days? Let me know. 833-212-1017. Are you interested in talking about it, about her book? I don't know. Dimitri say there's nothing wrong with off-brand products. The thing is, however, if you can actually taste the difference between off-brand and name brand. Well, I'll be honest. If I'm hungry, I don't really care. Now, even though I'm not supposed to have a lot of it, I love popcorn. But I only eat Orville Redenbacher popcorn because I like to make popcorn. I don't like to pop popcorn in a microwave, wait for it to pop and then eat it. I like putting it in a pot with some canola oil, really light, 1 tablespoon, maybe 2. Let it heat up, put some popcorn in, let it pop, melt some butter, some low fat butter, but melt some butter, pour it over it, add a little salt, and I'm good. I think that's great. That's just me. Ken said, do cops in Milwaukee get a pension? Yes, they do. When I was in, pension started at 70%. I think now it's at 62% of your highest 3 years. So you get a generous way to put money in your 403B. So basically you can retire and have a pretty decent amount of income when you retire. So anyway. Kwanda said, no, absolutely not interested in her book. Old-fashioned way and best way to eat popcorn if you're going to eat it. Yes, it is. It is. I love it. I love eating fresh popped popcorn. I'm addicted. And it's not that I like it with a buttery taste. I think I more so like the salt than the popcorn, but that's just me. Yes, I'm weird. Not a lot of people like that. Not a lot of people like it. So maybe we'll figure that out. And I guess tomorrow's hump day, so I better figure it out sooner than later. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tory Lowe Show's coming up next. And for the best in Milwaukee Black Talk, just keep it locked right here. Morning show's coming at 7. Sherwin. Kyle at noon. Tory Lowe at 1. And I'll be back in 22 hours for more of the best. God bless. Take care. DJ Brother Z, appreciate you, brother.
Be quiet.
I'm out.